kids from around the state were in Anchorage this weekend competing in the Junior Native Youth Olympics, or NYO. KYUK's Johanna Yurick reports that these youngsters, nowhere near the age yet for the senior NYO, already exhibit the concentration of trained athletes.
Anyone will tell you strength is not enough. Skill, form, technique, and concentration will win the day in most sports, including the Native Youth Olympics. Those qualities were on exhibit all over the floor at the Wells Fargo Sports Center at the University of Alaska Anchorage this weekend. The 2-foot high kick is a classic at the NYO. It can be done standing right under the target or with a running start. The trick is to jump off from 2 feet and kick your feet forwards and up to move the ball, and then land on both feet. Boys and girls compete separately, but at the end of Saturday's competition, neither sex had an advantage. Both girls and boys had made kicks up to 55 inches. That's way above the heads of these youngsters. 9-year-old Mason Logan Beanspoke from Bethel's Gladys Young Elementary School had to look up at the beautiful skin-sewn ball that was his high kick target. After warming up in his gym shoes, he took them off. He stood beneath the ball, measuring it with his extended arms, then took 3 deliberate steps back and concentrated before making a running jump. He was one of the few who competed barefoot. He had thought that decision through.
Because that makes it lighter and you could kick higher. When you kick, it makes it way easier to kick without your shoes and socks on.
Mason didn't win the competition, but he came close. Stuart Towarek, one of the officials, watched. He was senior NYO 2-foot and 1-foot high kick champion when he was in high school. His 1-foot high kick still holds the record at 9'6". He says the youngsters competing in the junior NYO have a head start. He never even tried the traditional Native games till he was in 7th grade. He says any one of the competitors he's watching today could break his record when they get into high school.
At a young age, you get them interested and it kind of motivates them to get better in all these events and maybe even go through high school. Some of these kids, this is probably their favorite event throughout the whole year.
It was just as true in Towarek's day as it is today. Everyone roots for everyone else. Even the opposing coaches are helping their competition improve.
I was telling him he was high enough and he needs to keep his head up, not down, and he'll kick higher that way.
When the struggling athletes succeed, the whole gym cheers. At the Junior Native Youth Olympics, I'm Johanna Yurick.